Now this house is where Mrs. CEO home 35 years, and she reared up her children and I guess some of her grandchildren here. But it had wallpaper on it and patched up. But you know, to just walk in it and see it, there wasn't but two houses out here for sale when we had to give up our home. And the other house, I couldn't tell you where it was because it was the first time I'd come out this way. My daughter brought me out here. She lives over on Peabody at and she was out here a couple of years before I had to move here. She and her husband. And so she said, Mama, they ain't but two houses for sale out there. She could see the prices of the sale price. And she carried me over to that other house. And honey, it was filthy. Mm-hmm. It was filthy. Wallpaper hanging off of the walls. It was taking over $2,000 to clean it up. And then when I came here, this was a cleaner looking house, but it was patched up too with the wallpaper. And you couldn't see the wallpaper being patched until you got in here to live. Mm-hmm. So I had all of this house sheetrocked and painted. Mm-hmm. I did it. And I put that siding on the outside, that aluminum siding that's on the outside of my house. I put it out. It cost me $2,000. I re-roofed this house twice. I painted it twice before I put that siding on it. But I like the home. I like the house. It's very nice. The floors are very pretty. Mm-hmm. All upstairs, my floors are just the same as this. Just as nice as it is downstairs. Mm-hmm. But the trouble of it is I have two, there's one bedroom. It doesn't take in that den. Where that den starts, I think the bedroom starts. But it looks like a senior bedroom. Mm-hmm. It looks like it was two bedrooms made into one. Looks like you could see where they took the partition out. Mm-hmm. You can't see it too plain because I've had that all sheetrocked and painted. And then this is a front room, bedroom up here. You go up, that's the stairs right there. You go up those steps and you get to the first top and you come over here, this is the front bedroom. And then you go down a hall to the next door and there's the major bedroom. And I have two suits of furniture in there. And we had plenty of room. And my husband, I didn't buy the two suits of furniture, but I bought a whole suit of furniture from Brasillo's. And I bought two beds alike, the suit of furniture. And he sleeps in one and I sleep in another. And it's very nice and cool and comfortable, but I have a hall from that staircase all the way down to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I have a large bathroom and with the three pieces in it. And on the left-hand side, I have a closet. And then next to that closet is another closet. I have my linen closet here. I have a closet here for my quilts and things there.
Do you hear an old-fashioned name for living room?
What, darling?
An old-fashioned name for living room?
Paula?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that, yes. They've called them parlors. You call them a parlor.
What about porch? Are there different names for porches?
A porch, let's see. I don't think I've ever heard the name for a porch.
What about gallery or veranda?
Galleries, yes. I've heard galleries, yes.
Who would say gallery?
Galleries, I'm telling you, yes. I've heard of that. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound old-fashioned to you?
Gallery? No, it does because it's been so long since I've heard it, you see.
Uh-huh.
It's been so long since I've heard it, I had even forgotten the name, gallery. But it is a porch, we call porches galleries. Yes,
uh-huh.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm.
You know, on a fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through, you call that the...
Chimney.
What about the thing on the floor in front of the fireplace that comes out? Maybe it's rock or brick or something.
In front of the fireplace.
On the floor, you know. Do you ever hear of the hearth or hearth?
Hey, hearth, yes, I have. I've heard of that. But you see, we didn't have such as that in our homes.
Uh-huh.
And we were just small children. You see, we didn't have all of that. And you know, that's one thing that gets me about these Negroes out here in Hillcrest. These nice homes that they are living in, of course, I don't say they're living in a whole house, but apartments, places where they could sleep and all. And in coming out, instead of coming out here taking care of those nice homes, these Negro children just tore them up. Now this pink house down here was a brand new house on the corner of Stillman and Summers. This thing